Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. Continuing our beautiful topic about God's love, we need to discuss with our Muslim friends the important question of what is the perfect form of worship God desires that we give Him? Is it what the Quran tells us, performing religious duties such as fasting, praying, going to the place of worship, etc.? We should help our Muslim friends realize that this is not the perfect form of worship that God desires that we give Him. It is not. Because Muslims think mistakenly that they are giving God superior form of worship than followers of Jesus Christ, than Christians. But performing religious duties, which is what Islam requires of them, does not mean that they are giving God perfect form of worship. Why? Because a person can perform many religious duties while his heart and the mind is not devoted to God. We see many people go to a place of worship, give money, pray, fast, even speak about God and teach about God while they are indulging themselves and living for their pleasures, and they don't have a heart and a mind devoted to God. Then Muslims ask us, then what is the perfect form of worship? Jesus revealed to us that loving God with all our heart, soul, and mind is the perfect worship God requires that we give Him. This is the greatest commandment, Jesus said. This is perfect form of worship because it means giving God all our lives and living every day, all the time, to please Him. Now, sadly, according to the Quran, it is not possible for believers to love God from their whole being. One of the reasons is because according to the Quran, God is an unpredictable judge. Actually, while I was writing my book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, and researching this issue and the issue of the problem of sin, I discovered one of the verses in the Quran states, Allah forgives whom He pleases and tortures whom He pleases. Wow. Wow. Let me give you an example. Omar, a very close companion to Muhammad, was elected to be the second leader of the Muslim world, Caliph. He was highly exalted by Muhammad and all Muslim scholars, of course. We read in Teachings of Islam book, famous book, one of the most popular Islamic records, that when the Muslims were very weak in the beginning of Islam, Muhammad, who Muslims view as their prophet, prayed to Allah to strengthen the Muslims with Umar's Islam. Wow. Yet Umar, I am reading in that book, also scared of hell, would often hold a straw in his hand and say, I wish I were a straw like this. And sometimes he would say, I wish my mother had not given birth to me. Wow, what a tragedy. Because he knew Islam better than you and me. We read in the Quran that God said, if we had so willed, we could certainly have brought every soul its true guidance. But the word from me will come true. I will fill hell with jinns and men altogether. Wow. According to this verse, God guides or misguides people even before they have a choice to obey or disobey him, according to the most famous Muslim theologians. This well-known Islamic teaching is supported by Muslim theologians such as Al-Ghazali. Muhammad said, "By Allah, though I am the apostle of Allah, yet I do not know what Allah will do to me." Wow! Even Muhammad did not know he is going to spend eternity with God. Muhammad frequently prayed, "O Allah, I seek refuge with you from the punishment in the grave and from the punishment in the hellfire and from the affliction of life and death." What a tragedy. As you can see, my friend, God, as described in Islam, is indeed a frightful God who cannot be trusted. Even the most devout person cannot feel safe with him. Also, as I mentioned before in one of the programs, according to Surah 19, every person will enter hell, at least for some time. Therefore, it is impossible for sinners, guilty people, notice that all people, including believers, are sinners, to develop feelings of love toward a judge like that. As soon as the Muslim believer discovers verses like that in the Quran, he becomes scared of God. I remember when I used to work as a defense lawyer in my father's legal firm in Egypt, most of our clients were drug dealers and criminals and guilty. I never seen one of them had good feeling toward the judge. They were terrorized, frightened that they will be punished. Again, you can see from the description of God's relationship with the believer in Islam that this relationship is not conducive to heartfelt love. Is not conducive to heartfelt love. The description of God in Islam causes the Muslim person to be frightened of God's wrath and eternal punishment in hell. This makes the Muslim's love toward God self-motivated. Thus, everything the Muslim does for God, deep down in his mind, he's doing for himself. The Muslim believer, therefore, cannot truly love God for God's sake, for who he is, but for his own sake, in order to reduce God's wrath and to gain God's forgiveness and acceptance. No genuine love. The Muslim believer's love toward God cannot be genuine, because genuine love must be the exercise of the purest affections of the heart toward God. Naturally, God desires a willing response of love from those who worship him. The description of God in Islam, my friend, does not allow love to begin and grow in the hearts of people toward God. Compare that with what the Bible promises us. Yes, the Bible declared that every human being who has ever lived has sinned. Yes, it is true. All of us sinned. We violated our conscience and we violated God's commandment. Yes, that is true. But the wonderful news we read in the Bible, God sent Jesus Christ to die in our place. In the person of Jesus Christ, God sacrificed of himself to save us. Through Jesus, who is infinite, God paid the infinite penalty only he could pay. Jesus took the punishment that we deserve in order to save us from a horrible eternal destiny, which is the just consequence of our sin. Because of his passionate love for us, Jesus laid down his life. Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends." My friend, Jesus paid the penalty that we had earned because God knew that we could not pay it. Jesus' sacrifice was sufficient to pay the penalty for the sins of all humanity. The wonderful news of the gospel, if you repent now of your sins and forsake them and believe that Jesus paid the penalty for everything wrong you did and said, you will be saved. Jesus will save you right now. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for loving me in a way that I never deserved. Thank you for sacrificing of yourself to pay the penalty for my sins through Jesus Christ. God, I believe in Jesus, that he is my only Savior. God, I repent. I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
There is more to come, so please stay with me.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is 1, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and 2, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages he inspires Sammy to share to equip his Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which he guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
Continuing our interesting topic, which is the perfect form of worship God requires of us. And we are comparing what Islam requires of believers to give God, what the Quran states that God is asking the believers to give him, to worship him, which is performing religious duties, such as fasting, praying, going to place of worship, Hajj to Mecca, so forth. This is different from what we read in the gospel. According to Jesus' words in the gospel, the perfect form of worship, the greatest commandment is God wants us to love him from all our heart, soul, and mind. Now, many Muslims need to realize 2 important issues involved here. Is it possible for a believer to give God this perfect form of worship and love him from his whole being? And is God worthy to receive such love? These are 2 important questions. From my study in the Quran and the Islamic religion, I believe it is impossible for the Muslim believer to love God from his whole heart, soul, and mind. The first thing that must exist before the believer is able to love God, the believer needs to have the right relationship with God. And we already talked about this first issue, the relationship between the believer and God in Islam is master to slave. The second thing that must exist before the believer is able to love God is the believer need to see God express his love for him or her. Of course, it is natural that our feelings of love and our expressions of love toward God can only be in response to and in gratitude for the manifestation of God's love toward us. Only the believer who sees and understands a demonstration of God's fervent love toward him will respond in love toward God. Okay, this is very important. Common sense fact. The greater God's expression of his love toward us, the stronger our response will be. The Quran never said that God loves every living person and that God desires to enter into a loving relationship with the people he created. I never read that in the Quran. I studied the Quran and Islam since I was born and raised in Egypt in law school throughout my life. And I discovered that the Quran never states that God pursues sinful people and seeks to save them and fellowship with them. The tragedy. The Quran does not tell us of any great act of love that God did in the history of his dealings with mankind. We find no evidence in the Quran that God has feelings of love, deep affection toward the sinners or even toward believers. Therefore, it is impossible for the Muslim believer to wholeheartedly love God. The third thing that must exist before the believer is able to love God is not only does the believer need to see God strongly express his love for him or her, but the believer also needs to feel love in his or her heart toward God. I remember, well, let me give you an example. A man can express his love to a woman, buy her nice things, take her out to eat, say loving words to her, then ask her, how do you feel about us? And she can say, I appreciate that you love me and how nice you are to me and the gifts you give me, but I would like us to be just friends. I do not feel that I am in love with you. I do not have that thing for you. Well, I'm not saying that happened to me maybe a couple of times. Well, a few times, okay? All right. According to Muslim scholars, there are 99 beautiful names given to God in the Quran. Names such as the powerful, the judge, the sovereign, the eternal, the merciful. It is significant to notice that none of these names is the loving. In Arabic, that would be al-muhib. Al-muhib. God is called the merciful about 100 times in the Quran, but he is never called the loving. Al-muhib. Even one time. Wow. One of the most important Muslim theologians, Al-Ghazali, often called the greatest Muslim theologian of all time, explains God's love as consisting solely of objective acts of kindness and expressions of approval. He denies that God feels any love in his own heart toward mankind. Al-Ghazali states, God remains above the feeling of love. What a tragedy. Al-Ghazali confirms this unfortunate teaching in the Quran by describing God's love. One of his most important books, I am quoting, love and mercy are desired in respect of their objects only, for the sake of their fruit and benefit, and not because of empathy or feeling. Oh my God. In other words, when God says he loves you, what he means, he will be kind to you. He will show mercy to you by giving you good things. But you can't interpret that to mean that he feels anything in his heart for you. This is not good, my friend. Share with your Muslim friend. Love is much stronger, richer, and deeper than mercy. You can show mercy to a poor person by giving him a few dollars or something to eat. On the other hand, a father's love for his children motivates him to sacrifice for them. Love is the greatest virtue that anyone could ever have. It is significant to know that these 99 names given to God in the Quran are not part of God's essential being. and we will continue next program. But before I end, I want you to know, my Muslim friend, that according to the gospel, you can actually experience God's love within your heart and soul. You can enjoy God's forgiveness right now and God's presence when you decide to repent of your sins, forsake your sins, and put your faith in Jesus Christ, that he paid the penalty for everything wrong you have done. I would love to lead you in a prayer. Repeat these words after me if you mean them from your heart. Dear God, I heard about your love today, and I want to experience your love, God. I need your love. I need your forgiveness. And I am taking a step of faith, God. I am putting my faith in Jesus Christ that he paid the penalty for everything wrong I have done. He died for my sins. God, thank you for Jesus. God, accept me as your child. Forgive my sins because of everything Jesus have done for my sake, on my behalf. In Jesus' name I pray. My friend, you are a Muslim, or if you are not a Muslim and you pray this prayer, congratulate you. Contact me. Would love to send you a free copy of my book and give you any advice, rest of my audience. Let's pray. Let's unite that God will use us in a powerful way.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number, once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sami, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.